Before Osama bin Laden, there was Carlos the Jackal. Carlos was the bane of the Western world's security services during the 1970s and 80s. The Venezuelan man's flight from justice ended when French police arrested him in Sudan 7 years ago. He's confined in La Santé prison in Paris. Nick Spicer reports that the terrorist has fallen in love and wants to marry his lawyer.
Isabelle Coutant-Père is a petite woman who smokes cigarillos, just like her most famous client and future husband. So there are long wisps of smoke in the air of her elegant office as she shyly admits to her new love.
We refuse to accept the idea that we were attracted.
After years of rising romantic tension during prison visits, Carlos and Coutant-Père confessed their love to each other last summer. Carlos's real name is Ilich Ramirez Sanchez. He's serving a life sentence in isolation behind the high gray walls of La Santé prison for the murder of two French secret agents and a Lebanese informant. But his rap sheet is much longer. He's being linked to the murder of Israeli athletes in 1972, to the kidnapping of oil ministers, and to the hijacking of an Air France jet to Entebbe. All told, at least 83 people killed, and all in the name of supporting the Palestinian cause and communism. A political faith Coutant-Père shares, which perhaps explains why Carlos's future wife suggests the revolutionary ends justified the means.
When there is some war in the world,
the wedding is planned for early next year. Both must first divorce their current spouses. And in the meanwhile, there is all the talk.
It is seen like a scandal, like a big scandal by public opinion, because nobody can do anything against love.
Well, some lawyers can do something against love. The Paris Bar Association is thinking of having Coutant-Père disbarred if she marries her client for conflict of interest reasons. But she says she will continue to defend her client even if she is married to him. Coutant-Père argues Carlos's rights weren't respected during arrest in 1994. The most feared terrorist at the time was then undergoing an operation to correct a low sperm count in Khartoum, Sudan. French secret servicemen tied him up while he was under anesthesia, put him in a canvas bag, and flew him to Paris, with no formal extradition. Carlos's future wife made the wedding public just days after the September 11th attacks. The timing may not be coincidental. Françoise Rudetsky is the head of SOS Attentat, France's main support group for people affected by terrorism.
Carlos is using publicity through his wedding. The most hard thing for him is that he would be forgotten.
But Rudetsky adds, forgetting Carlos would be the best thing for the memory of his victims. Nick Spicer, NPR News, Paris.